Good morning.
James, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great for May.
Yeah.
Getting closer to the end of the school year for me.
So believe it,
almost, my house.
Almost halfway through. And yes, I've heard from Amber, my wife, about the kids being home, you know, out of school and stuff. So yeah, it's quite the load there.
It's almost summertime and it'll be, you know, good times.
Yeah. So for the Midwesterners tuning in, you know, I hope you're enjoying the nice weather. And for those of you down south, good luck staying cool.
Cool.
I know,
right?
It gets tough in the months ahead. So,
well, I know we usually jump in, right into the markets and updates, but you know, as you can see, we've got a third member today, and you know, just kind of want to take a second, introduce Derek. And
yeah. Yeah, so welcome, Derek Van Salkema, talented financial advisor here at Vance Capital. One of the things that we really wanted to do with this podcast is bring that idea of the water cooler talk that we go through day to day to listeners, to our clients, you know, let you know what we're thinking about, let you know what the vision is. Well, one of the frequent flyers in our water cooler discussion is Derek. Great. So it only made sense to have him on board, and we certainly welcome him and thank you for your time today.
Hey, it's exciting to be a part of the podcast. You know, as a subscriber, it's fun to be on this side of things now.
So, you're the one.
Yeah. You know, happy to bring this to another subset of Advanced Capital, you know, clients and listeners across the country. So.
Yeah. Good.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah, so we'll be watching for the subscribership to tick up just with that smiling face.
Hey,
on
no pressure. Let's do it. No pressure.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, but the message is still the same. The format is still the same. So let's hit it.
And with that, how'd the markets do in May, Ryan?
They did fantastic in the month of May. From the relative perspective, you know, moving in the right direction, generally speaking, okay? So we always like to kind of get the two cornerstones of any portfolio and check in with those. The S&P 500, so the top 500 companies in the U.S., tacked on 4.96% in the month of May. We'll take it considering that April was a softer month. But remember, we talked about that the conditions were still very ripe for some fruitfulness in the equity markets, and they remain. So again, tremendous month for the S&P 500. We also like to look at the aggregate bond index. So this is just, again, a basket of bonds, kind of representative of the bond market. Was along for the ride, which hasn't always happened month over month, especially in 2024.
It's been a while, right? Yeah.
Right? You got a lot of interest rate volatility, and that creates a lot of bond market volatility. So the aggregate bond index for the month of May tacked on 1.7% to the upside.
Mm-hmm. So the markets helped us a little bit this month.
They did. You'll like your May statements.
Yeah. That's the goal anyway. Yeah. And I know that, you know, we kind of get into portfolios and construction sometimes, but if we kind of look at just any kind of update with the portfolios on the investment side?
Yeah. So from an investment standpoint, nothing structurally has changed. One of the things that I think you can see playing out is this trend really building to the upside. And trending markets are, they have to be approached in a little bit different manner than choppy markets.
Right.
We've experienced a lot of chop, and we've talked about the chop over the last, say, you know, 12 to 18 months, but you know, you're really starting to find this trend now. And so, much like a weather report, we oftentimes try to make those connections to our daily lives with the markets. But you know, when you hear a weather report that calls for bright sunny skies, you know, bright sun and a warm day, you're probably not putting on the winter parka. The month of May, we did use that opportunity, because April was choppy, to maybe unload some of those more hedged positions, if you will. Not that they made up a material percentage of the portfolio, but you know, at some point here in Michigan, we take the ice scraper out of the car.
Yeah.
And so just a little bit of housekeeping like that. But, you know, you got to be careful, because even though bonds did deliver a solid month for us, there's still a lot of volatility in that interest rate complex. So, you know, we're not willing to leg that out in the portfolio quite yet, but that'll probably be an opportunity that we'll find in the coming months.
Well, sometimes we joke, right? Like, we're the ones that decide what to pull out of the closet, or do we need the umbrella, or that type of thing. That's why they have us. So
yeah.
It's always good to watch the report and watch us, but that's why they got us.
Well, exactly. And the weather reports that we study are in a foreign language.
Right. You know, but, well, let's jump into some of those. If we look at the earnings, fundamentals.
Yeah. So one of, I think, the more things in focus that we saw wrap up in May were corporate earnings. So you get through the first quarter of 2024, Yeah, end of March, and then you start to hear how corporate America has done for that first quarter. And you're always looking for, you know, did companies make money? How much did they make? Did they beat analyst estimates or not? We saw earnings season wrap up
right
in the month of May. So finally, the tail end was brought up, and we like to wait for the whole earnings season to close before we bring it to you. The bottom line is we saw earnings good.
Yeah.
You know, were they spectacular? No. But were they terrible? No. Were they marginally bad? No. They were actually good.
Yeah.
So solid earnings. That then allows for those who are evaluating the markets from a fundamental standpoint to make some determinations. So what are fundamentals? Maybe you've heard the price to earnings multiple quoted out there.
Mm-hmm.
The price of a stock relative to its earnings. So the concept is the higher a stock price goes, it has to be backfilled by higher earnings. Well, have those gotten out of joint or not? We're floating right around historical averages and stuff. So, you know, I think that from a fundamental standpoint, and again, this is just looking at earnings relative to prices, we're in a neutral zone with a trending market. Pretty darn good. But an observation that we all talked about was that fundamentals really haven't mattered for the last 15
years. Just getting churned 15
years.
Put into a machine, right?
Well, yeah, the market's kind of turning into a machine. And I think that you're onto something. But, you know, before that, I think everyone at this table would agree that pay attention to the fundamentals, but don't make every decision on the fundamentals, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because sometimes fundamentals don't matter. And I'll give you, for instance, imagine a company that their earnings, they suffer because they're reinvesting in the company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that reinvestment is an investment in the company. So maybe that company is making $0, but the share price is supported at a higher level. That story, you need to pick it apart a little bit and look a few steps down the road to say, well, when that investment pays off, what are you going to see? So anyway, just kind of cautionary tale.
So, you know, people are following this, but you kind of said, you know, sometimes you can't look at the day to day. You know, what happens when you see those earnings and it kind of goes into the news media,
right?
What happens to it then?
Right.
You know, who's taking it? Who's absorbing it?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, on the earnings call, if you mention AI, you immediately get a bump, artificial intelligence.
Right,
and
right.
I'm being funny here, but I've seen, you know, more recently, company misses earnings, but then talks about an artificial intelligence initiative or relationship, and all of a sudden it's just going nuts, the stock price. So anyway, but what is – you mentioned the machine.
Mm-hmm.
The market's a machine. That's the bottom line. The market is a machine. Now, over time, long periods of time, a sound investment thesis should play out in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
But day-to-day, even month-to-month, quite frankly, the machine has factors that – maybe you're not seeing play out in a corporate earnings report, such as gamma exposure. Well, there's a pretty fancy word. But imagine just a market maker, we'll build that out too, being offsides. So what's a market maker? One of you guys wants to buy a stock? The market maker looks around and says, does anybody want to sell that stock? Well, if nobody does, guess what? They have to make the market. Yeah, they're going to sell you the stock.
Yeah.
You're now long. Market maker's short. Well, they have thresholds, market makers do, to a point where when they get their gamma exposure to a place where they're uncomfortable, they might have to go reset that equation by buying the stock that you've been buying now.
Mm-hmm.
So yet again, did that stock deserve that extra bump or those extra buys? Maybe not, but it's all part of the machine.
Right.
And so one of the things that you can anticipate shorter term movements if you understand how that machine works.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of you are observing that at the end of the day, the last 30 minutes, you get tremendous volatility in the indices and in the index. That's the machine at work. And every year that has gone by, yeah, we've been doing this a long time,
right,
you get more elements and layers to the machine. Not a big deal. You just have to pay attention to them and help. And we can navigate that stuff.
So if it goes into this machine and it just gets churned up and it's kind of, you know, the day-to-day or the quarter-to-quarter earnings and this type of thing, you know, who's following it? Why follow it?
Yeah.
What do you do if you're, you know, what do you do?
So knowledge is power. And our goal with the conversations we have is mm-hmm. to share that knowledge, build out that knowledge, master that knowledge, and then make very informed decisions because what the machine boils down to in the short term is noise. Mm. Right?
We talked about it before, right?
You know, I don't know, Derek, you probably have seen a headline and just you're able to tune it out, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, the media is set up to keep you attached to the TV, right? They got to go to commercial break. They got to build into that commercial break to keep the audience captivated. So they're going to leave you with a little bit of a cliffhanger, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so,
right.
You know, kind of tuning out that noise and keeping that long-term focus. That's a major thing. And like you said, if we were just following fundamentals, you know, we would have gotten left in the dust. You know, mention AI, right? Mm-hmm. The craze around that. And you've seen just companies explode and there's, you know, just this multiple expansion happening and trend following. And those are the water cooler talks that we get right. to have on the day to day, right?
Right.
You know, following these different trends and, you know, sometimes it might not make sense, but it's like, look, we got to take advantage
yeah.
of this kind of opportunity.
Well, and I know that you've talked about cross currents.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, how do you navigate those and, you know, what are those?
Or
right?
just cross currents created by flows of money.
Yeah.
Yet again, part of the machine is just money is in the economy and it needs a home.
Mm-hmm.
So it flows through. And again, sometimes you've got to be smart enough to recognize when the dumb strategy is what you need.
Right.
Smart enough to recognize when the dumb approach is exactly what will work. We're in that environment. I mean, and it's crazy, but you've got to be that smart. And some of it, sometimes like the negative or the bear thesis, so the people that think that the economy is going to fall apart, come unglued, it sounds very smart.
Yeah.
But again, then sometimes you just go, yeah, but this might sound dumb, but look at all this money that's being created.
Just stay the course.
So again, I think a lot of what we do, and I know that we wanted to touch on this, is cutting through that noise, having that long-term approach, never jerking the wheel, mm-hmm. leaning into the turns,
yep.
building a portfolio that is diversified, but heavy in the places that you would want to. Our goal is to always maximize that risk-adjusted return. Our goal is to always take a unit of risk and get more than a potential unit of return. Remember I said potential there.
Right.
Again, that's our goal, maximize those relationships. And sometimes it's not as simple as just the 60-40 portfolio.
Yeah.
That's been tough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not been tough because of 60%. It's more been tough for the 40% in the bond market right now. But again, to have diversification, understanding all of that volatility in this interest rate world, that will give us our edge. And, you know, over long periods of time, our clients, our listeners don't need much of an edge.
Mm-mm.
Can be very marginal, but it'll compound on itself.
Right, right. Something else we saw, just kind of changing gears a little bit, is in May, they being the markets and the economy mm-hmm. and the people that are out there, you know, sending out the reports. But they have what they call, or I guess what we like to call is a data dump.
Yeah.
Right? Where they just kind of like say, yep, here it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Data dump in a few different meanings for the month of May. Mm-hmm. One of the things that James is talking about, the data flows. I mean, it's always flowing. I oftentimes joke, drink from a fire hose every day.
Yeah.
So there's always data coming out. And that is the dump. But then one of the reasons why the bond market participated in the month of May is because that data did dump or turn down.
Yeah.
And the data that I'm speaking and referring to are the things that drive inflation. So when you get a revision to your gross domestic product or your GDP, GDP expansion and growth is what creates the inflation. Well, if you write it down a little bit and the economy wasn't as hot as you might have thought, well, maybe there's not as much inflation risk out there. So we started to see some employment numbers come in a little bit softer than anticipated. Again, some inflation mile markers come in a little softer. You know, GDP, a revision, you know, those are the things that allowed those interest rates to go down in the month of May, which gave boost to bonds and stocks, because stocks like low interest mm-hmm. rates too. But you know, there's a balance. And what everybody wants right now is called the Goldilocks economy.
Right.
Well, remember Goldilocks, mm-hmm. not too hot, not too cold. May would lead you to believe that we're getting that. And again, my personal feeling is I think it's too late to count inflation out. But again, yeah. you might get some soft reads. But I mean, my perspective on it is more, yes, it matters what the data is now. But you know, for the read, you got to look back on what the base comp is. Like, if we said inflation went up 3.5% year over year, okay, well, data point right now, today, what about a year ago? Well, if it was a higher point a year ago, I wouldn't get my gain. Mm-hmm. So really, the base case matters just as much as where we are today. And so you're kind of seeing some easy comps come through. But again, that's my personal feeling. And, you know, it doesn't impact a diversified portfolio, perhaps. It just means that those turns that we try and lead into, we're anticipating them.
Yeah. We'll keep monitoring that. You know, absolutely. It's what we do. Keep talking about it. It's what we do.
Yeah.
And I guess the other thing we do is we kind of start to look ahead.
Yeah.
Right. So if we're looking ahead, not to, you know, November, December, but looking ahead to June.
Yeah.
Right. You know, what are we looking at there?
Yeah. You feeling good about the market? Just in
general. I'm positive.
General markets.
Yeah. Yeah. I tend to be more of a bull. You know, it
well, you probably study the probabilities and statistics behind it. How about you, Jamie?
I'm the same. Yeah. You know, I'm going to take my chances on the probabilities. But
so, and again, I think that you have a lot of appetite for stock exposure. You know, there's still plenty of money sitting on the sidelines. This is a trending market. You know, chances are policymakers aren't going to jerk the wheel a whole lot as we approach an election. So you look ahead. Probably, you know, I think we got the soft month out of the way. Let's go. Yeah. I think that should be positive, should be constructive. Now, there's always things that jump out of nowhere, jump out of the woodwork, but that's why we're watching and trying to drink from that fire hose every day.
We'll talk about it next month.
You got it.
That's right.
Well, always, thanks for joining us, listeners. Ryan, it's always a good time. Derek, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate
looking forward to the next one.
You having me on here.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Advanced Capital Management Incorporated is a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we do not guarantee its accuracy and it should not be regarded as complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Tax and estate planning information should not be construed as formal legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you next month.